Thank you, Mr. Chair, Mr. Vice Chair. I have already talked about specific BWC issues on the national and regional levels. Now I will talk about the Convention as a whole on the international level. In particular, on the provisions related to the institutional framework of international verification related to Articles 1, 2, 3, 5, and 6, and about the institutional framework of provisions related to international aid, cooperation, and assistance, which is related to Articles 7 and 10. It is an issue that the negotiations on a verification protocol has seized in the early 2000s, but the bigger issue is that negotiations were never reopened. It is important in this context to refer to the preamble of the BWC, which emphasizes upon the principle of marching towards general and complete disarmament under strict international control. It is not controversial nor an exaggeration to say that there is little to no international control over biological agents right now, over 50 years after the adoption of the Convention. There are three main categories of weapons of mass destruction. The international legal instruments in place regulating these categories should allow us to follow the obvious and natural trajectory of good faith negotiations until complete disarmament under strict international control. Mr. Vice Chair, with regards to international cooperation and international aid, especially under Article 7, although we welcome the initiatives calling for making changes in existing institutions or creating new institutions for the facilitation of humanitarian aid under Article 7 or development assistance under Article 10. Nevertheless, the full implementation of Article 7 requires both elements of verification and international cooperation. That is why we see that the end goal should be creating an overarching umbrella organization under which all provisions of the Convention can be implemented. Thank you very much.